This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Wow, this sounds a heck of a lot hotter than it was yesterday. Like, my ears are popping. And so did everybody else's just now. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on the website. And then if you head over to Facebook, we have a live Facebook feed. That just sounds sort of like old school. You think they'd have something, a newer name, you know? Anyway, live Facebook feed, all that fun stuff. You guys can talk to each other there as well. You know, I just, the amount of information coming out of the bomber, the Austin bomber, blew himself up. I'd hate to say, I'd like to say, gee, that's too bad. But I can't get those words to roll off my roll off my tongue. Sorry. But the big news of the day, I don't know if you heard this. All right, I need you to relax, because you know Trump, apparently Donald Trump called the Russian president to congratulate him on his win. Can you believe that?
Calm down.
Yeah, not in your life, okay? I mean, I'm telling you, it's amazing that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, I mean, the whole alphabet is all over Donald Trump for calling Putin and congratulating him on his win. But nobody seems to be upset about the fact that the call was leaked again. Mattis is bouncing off the walls. I would be too. Somebody's got to go. Now, here's the thing, though. I would make this. This would be my job. I would make this job one to find out who leaked that, and then I would publicly fire their butts. I don't care about HR. I would tell HR to go pound sand. I would publicly embarrass them. Because whether you're on President Trump's side or not, and I'm tired of hearing these spokesholes for the Democrats on other shows, you know, talking about how, well, we need to know what's going on. No, we do not need to know every word of everything that's said in the White House. We don't need to know, which is why ISIS got so strong for so long. Why? Because we told them, you know, Tuesday morning, we're going to come get you, and we're going to come with 52 planes, and we're going to bomb. Really? And you guys were okay with that. There are less people dying in those countries because of President Trump. If you see all those liberal brains just pop? Because he doesn't tell them when we're coming. And he allows the military to do what they know how to do so well. You know what I'm saying here? It's infuriating that the libs really believe that they have a right to know that everything we're doing, every how we're doing, every way we're doing to the enemy, or the enemy has a right to know, really, if you think about it. That's what they believe. They make me nuts. And again, I love it. I want to please do not discourage your Democrat friends or people you know from talking about Stormy Daniels, from trying to make a big deal out of two people who may have had consensual sex together. Please don't discourage them from doing that. Don't discourage them from being stuck on Russia, Russia, Russia. Really, let them stay there. Let them move in and hang out there. I don't want them to stop. I want them to be so stuck on everything that Trump does that they can't get. He is taking up so much real estate between their ears. It's wonderful. And they definitely have selective recall. I wasn't going to start like this. I don't know what drove me down this road. But they definitely have selective recall on the left because they forgot that President Obama congratulated Putin on his win. Which is really interesting because I guess when you have a Democrat president here in the United States, then the Russians can do no wrong. Because remember, Romney called him out. And they told him he was nuts. But if you have a Republican president, I guess everything the Russians do is wrong. I can't smoke enough crack to have this make sense. I can't do it. Okay. So an uncomfortable conversation. I don't have all the stats. I will over the next few weeks. But it's been something we've talked about on the show from time to time. And some people aren't going to like it. And my friends on the left are going to have a field day with this because they don't agree with it. They don't have to. I don't really care. You know, I'm done with caring what others think. Start taking some of my own medicine. You know, a site called stream.org. I met these people, a couple years ago. And they've been growing the site over the years. They're doing a great job with it. But one of the articles I grabbed today falls right in line with some of the things that have been floating through my head, which is the real reason we have mass shootings. Right? Gun ownership's not our problem. I mean, we've had this going on for years. Remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago, we did the numbers on mass shootings. And from the end of 1979 to date, we've had X amount of mass shootings that you won't know the number unless you either heard the show or come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Sorry, stop it. Sit out of your chairs. Can't listen when you're dancing around the room, for God's sakes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on Jesus, on GCN Live. Oh, God. Yeah, Jesus, help me. I do need help. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, I'm going to need help. I know. I have to this story. Or this first hour, I'm telling you, we'll need security guards around the studio. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. You know, before I get back to the story, I talked to somebody today who said, You know, I love listening to your show. I hate listening to commercials. And we hear this, right, all the time. And it's like, do you understand it costs money to put the show on? If I hit the lottery tomorrow, I would kill the commercials and we'd still do the show and we would have fun at it and there wouldn't be any commercials. Well, there have to be a couple because I got to go to the bathroom eventually. But you know what I'm saying. But we believe in capitalism. You want to hear the show? Unless you want to start sending some big checks. Got to listen to the commercials. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of funny. The person just said, look, I just can't stand commercials. Okay, good. So I use the same clock every night, right? You know, just take these little five-minute blocks of music and go listen to them for a few minutes. And then come back. Anyway, on a more serious note. Some of you have been watching, kind of what's got me go down this road, and I've thought about this before. We've all thought about this, and we've all kind of talked about this before. But Tucker Carlson, every Wednesday night, I think it's every Wednesday night, he's having a segment on men not being in the home anymore, about them not being part of your young people, the kids' upbringing. And it's not just boys, by the way. It's girls, too. Studies for you. And I don't care what you think between your ears. I don't care what you feel. There's a reality between... there's a reality about a man being in the house. There's a reality about a woman being in the house. There's a reality behind what a mother and what a father. And I mean the physical female and male influence in a child's life when they're growing up. They both bring different... See, they complete each other. Neither one is 100% on their own. And don't you single moms, don't send me any emails. I had a single mom for years. I have a lot of people around me who have single moms. They raise great kids. I get it. I had male influences, heavy male influences in my life in the few years that my dad wasn't around, wasn't in my life. All right? I had two uncles that could have been my dads. And they were very, very, very influential in my life. So don't give me all this that I don't like single moms or single parents. No, not at all. And I give you guys a lot of credit for staying with your kids, bringing up your kids the best you can. For those of you moms who don't try and think you are, no, you I don't give any credit to because I know the damage you've done to your children. I've seen it firsthand. And just because you think you're doing your best doesn't mean you are. You know, if you really want to be honest with yourself, if you really want to be honest with yourself, if you really want to make sure you're doing what's right for your kids, whether you're a male or a female in the home and you're bringing up your kids alone, you find a family member. You find a friend that's not afraid to tell you the truth. I would probably be one of the best friends you could have because I would never hold back anything. I'd do it in a loving way, and I would do it if you trusted me. Because you're only hurting the kids. But as I start saying, you know, find a family member, find a friend that's willing to be honest with you and say, look, am I doing the right thing by my kids? I'm doing A, B, C, and D. Does that sound right to you? From what you see in my kids, do you think, you know, kids aren't always happy. Too bad. Deal with it. You don't get to take your iPad to bed and have it in front of your face 24/7. Not going to happen in my house. The kid's not going to be happy. But check yourself. I mean, these situations happen. Some of you that are already single parents, you're already there. There's nothing you can really do about it for the years that you haven't been, that you've been a single parent, right? So nobody's saying you're a bad person because you are. But take the information. We're so afraid to give information to these people. You're so afraid to take it yourself because you think it's pointing to you what a bad parent you are because you're a single parent. No, take it. Figure out what you need to do to help your child get a well-rounded life. And change your circumstances. Why the left always takes this as you're poking at a single mom or you're putting a single dad down. Or whatever. Well, they never say single dad, God forbid, right? But a single mom. And you know, over the last 20 years, single moms have risen. I think it was a saw tonight, was almost 60-some-odd percent. That's nuts.
Either you got a bunch of women who think they don't need men, don't want men, and can do it all by themselves. So you got a bunch of men that are a bunch of cowards that won't step up and be husbands and fathers and leaders. For you guys that have walked away from your kids, now maybe you have a good reason. Maybe you're, you know, a drug addict, you have a bad temper, you can't, whatever, and you wanted your kids to grow up better. I don't know. That's between you and God. Not me, you and God. But for those of you who walked away from your children because you want to live a different life, you didn't want to have anything to do with kids. You know Kevin Leary from the Shark Tank? You're dead to me. I would never understand. I could never understand how, unless it's drug related or something like that, but I could never understand under normal circumstances a parent, and I'm sorry, probably alienating, I'm not sorry. I'm probably alienating some of you, but deal with it. You know, there's other shows you can listen to. How you walk away from your children is beyond me. All right. I'm reading an article on this stream, and it's called stream.org. And I love it, because the writer, Walter Williams, says the real reason that we're having these mass shootings, right, is because what he sees going on in American homes today. When you see these mass shootings, remember I said to you on the other, before the break, since 1979, I want you to think about society. I want you to think about what's going on. Since the 1979 or 1982 date, we have lost 421 plus kids in mass shootings. Think about this. Before that, you can't loosely come up with 200. From 1900 to 1979, you can't come up with 200. What changed? What has changed in society that's causing this to happen? We'll hit it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
To your host, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, producer Tammy's out of the room. So, I'm hoping over the next few days, you guys get all excited to make a good announcement, positive announcement, on what's going on with the show. But that ought to just whet your appetite enough to keep coming back till I announce what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't, you know what? Hang out. I got a lot of good stuff I want to talk about. Yeah, I didn't want to go this far down the road with some of the stuff I'm talking about, but it's so important. You know, I have people around me in the area that I live in. When I talk about traditional families, they go out of their mind. Most of them are left. They're on the far left. Almost flaming socialist. And it makes them nuts that I would talk about traditional family. For some odd reason, they have a problem with what they perceive to be the old way of doing things. There's no natural... For those people, there is no natural order to anything. The only natural... What I find really interesting. The only natural order that they have, which is unnatural, is evolution. I want you to think about that. Right? That's the only thing they subscribe to 100%. Male and female, they don't. Male and female in the home, how children need male and female influences. None of that, to them, is real. It's just beyond me. And it's funny because what I love is the Bible talks about how how, you know, God would confound the smart ones, right? The intelligent, the educated. But it's just amazing to me that they have the only absolute that they have in their lives is the absoluteness of
evolution.
There isn't any, obviously. Not in evolution, anyhow. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. How'd that happen? Being part of the conversation. I was talking about the real reason we have these mass shootings, and I might even get through this. I don't know. We're going to keep trying, though. A piece recently written by Walter Williams. It's on stream.org. He says that, you know, today, like in the Parkland, Florida massacre, what is the real reason behind this? We won't accept that there's any kind of medical issues. We won't accept there's any kind of mental issues, if you would. That's too easy, right? You know, and the calls to those murders are calls to raise the age to purchase a gun, to have, you know, if you really want to raise the age to 21, because they don't have the mental capacity to realize that they could kill somebody with a gun, why do you let them drive at 16? Come on, help me understand something. Why do you allow them to go to the service at 18? You let them do all these other things. Some of you lunatics want them to decide that they can have sex change surgery at 12. But they're not smart enough. They don't have the brain cells at 18 to decide whether they should buy a gun or not. Do you see how idiotic you sound? So the first thing I think we ought to do is come up with an age, a true adult age. When somebody's an adult, they can enter into contracts, they can buy cars, they can buy a home, but they can't buy a gun. Wow. And at 16, you know, anybody understand or know or even believe the majority of accidents happen in the teenage years? So just by the logic that you have about guns, we shouldn't allow teenagers to drive. That way there won't be any deaths due to texting from teenagers, drinking from teenagers, speed in the car from teenagers. Isn't that the logic? The common thread, like with the gun, is the teenager. So let's take away their driver's licenses. What do you think? Okay. So they want to make the gun purchases more difficult, right? Which is really stupid, because in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it was very easy to get a gun, and we didn't have these mass murders. It just makes it easy. See, this way they don't have to work very hard. The vision that seems easily available as a problem ignores the fact in U.S. history that guns were far more available in past years and nowhere near the mayhem. What about the calls for bans of the AR-15, the so-called assault rifle? It turns out that, according to the FBI, the people that they love so much, their statistics show that rifles account for 368 of the 17,000 homicides in 2016. Majority of those done in Chicago, I'm sure. That means restrictions on the purchase of rifles would do little. So if you wiped out every rifle, out of the 17,000 deaths, you'd only save 360 lives. And not that it's not worth saving even one, except if, you know, you're into abortion, which you don't even deal with that. Leaders of the gun control movement know this. Their calls for more restrictive gun laws, it's just part of a larger strategy to outlaw guns altogether. They say they don't want to, but they don't mean it. See, it's not the gun ownership that's our problem. Our problem is the decline in moral values. And I've been saying this for years. The decline in society is the decline of the value of life. And I don't mean just the heartbeat of life. I mean life as it's lived. Life as we pass it on to our kids. Life as we pass it on to others. This decline includes the disrespect for those in authority. You know, you've taught your kids that it's okay to tell a police officer to go blank himself or herself. That you don't have to do what they say. You don't have to listen to anybody, not even your parents, apparently. I mean, think about these things that we're sowing into the kids.
And then you got antisocial behavior and religious teachings. We can't have that. We can't talk about that. We can't see that anywhere. You know, it's really funny. When you talk about the Ten Commandments, we can't have those anywhere, right? You can't put them in schools. You can't put them in public places. You can't put things to say to love your neighbor or not to kill, right? We can't have those anywhere. But what we can have is the day after pill in every college in the country, in a vending machine. That we can have. Total disrespect for life. Total disrespect for other humans. You guys think disrespect, some of you on the left, and you know that you guys I'm talking about, you think respect is me respecting you by calling you some gender-neutral name or not calling you male or female. That's respect. But respecting anybody else's belief system is asinine and wrong and backwards, and it's not inclusive enough. Look at some of the things that are going on here, right? If any of our great-grandparents or even grandparents who passed away before 1960 were to return, they wouldn't believe what's happened. They wouldn't believe what we did. I'm sorry, Grandma. They wouldn't believe what we've done to this world with our kids. Right? They wouldn't believe that youngsters could get away with the cursing and assaulting of the teachers. Kids would throw chairs in classrooms and say, what are you going to do about it? They wouldn't believe that some school districts, such as Philadelphia, right, they employ more than 400 school police officers. You have to sit there and go, why? Why don't we need that many? Why would you need that many police in a school? If you were in primary or secondary schooling from 1942 to 1954, the only time you saw a policeman in a school was during an assembly period, where you listened to a lecture on safety or that kind of thing. Matter of fact, in some high schools across the country, a lot, not a few. Guess what classes they gave in school? Anybody? Gun safety. They taught you how to shoot a rifle. They taught you how to safely handle a firearm. Now, you'd have parents picketing the schools. There's more. We'll hit this on the other side of the break. You know what? Yeah. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And you can head up to the website, give me your email address. I send out an email every week, let you know what's going on, what we're going to be talking about, the issues we will be tackling, and so much more. You know, and yes, I do ask you to buy stuff. That's how we keep the show on the air. I have to actually make money. So if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can buy coffee mugs. You have all kinds of stuff going up there you can buy and help support the show. But I want to get back to this because I want to run out of time. Next hour, we're going to be talking to David Fisher, our gold guy. And this week is a little different, so I wouldn't go far. So we're not so much into what the Fed's doing and everybody else is doing. Now we actually brought it down to talking about you, your money, at the basic level, what we can do, what you can do to keep your money secure. Because there is another bubble coming. Everybody says the same thing. There is some kind of bubble coming. that the market has to reset. Hasn't reset in years. Hasn't been strong enough to reset. Same thing with housing. We'll talk about that in the next hour. So I'm talking about a piece that's written in stream.org, and it was written by Walter Williams, who talks about really what's the problem today? What is the problem? Why do we have more mass shootings now than we've ever had in history before? And it's not, it has absolutely nothing to do with age. Absolutely nothing to do. Look it. They're all saying, well, you know, it's done by young men who can't control themselves. Then why do you let them drive cars? Why do you let them go into the military at 18? This is not a gun issue. It's a mental health issue. It's a basic moral values issue. You're giving these kids absolutely no foundation. And if you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I've explained all this in there. The very first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. They won't allow you to have absolutes. The only absolute you can really have is evolution. Go figure that one out. The writer was talking about it. If our grandparents and great-grandparents came back today, would they even recognize what we've done here in this country? There's all kinds of forms of behavior that would be deemed grossly immoral just a few years ago. There are companies such as National Debt Relief, Cure Debt, Lend. You know, here's the fun thing about this. I always joke about this. The commercials that I hate the most are the ones that say, "Are you in debt of no fault of your own?" See? She did the same thing I do all the time. How could you be in debt of no fault of your own? Now listen. At the rudimentary level, nobody signs a credit card for you. Nobody signs your mortgage. Those are all debts you go into willingly. But if you lose your job because of your fault, then you're in debt because of your fault. If the company closes down, you're still in debt because of your fault. Now, you might be behind in payments because you haven't got a check in a while, or your unemployment check doesn't cover it. I get all of that. But you cannot be in debt of no fault of your own. My grandfather, the only debt he had was the house. Everything else was pretty much paid for in cash. And not because he had a whole bunch of money, because he saved money till he had the money he needed to buy what it is he wanted. We've gotten so far away from that. And we're all guilty of it. I get it. So whichever, you know, these debt relief companies advertise they can help you avoid paying the money you owe. So after you and the seller agree to terms of a sale, if you fail to live up to your half of the bargain, there are companies that will assist you in, hey, not giving the seller what he agreed to. Look, the seller agreed to give you the washing machine as long as you paid him $20 a month. Then you decide you don't have $20 a month and you want him to rewrite the terms on your behalf. How would you like it if he came to you and said, hey, when I sold you that washing machine, you were making $300 a week. Now you're making $600 a week. I'd like $40 a month from you. Doesn't work that way, does it? There are companies that counsel senior citizens on how to shelter their assets from nursing home care costs. For example, a surviving spouse may own a completely paid for home that's worth $500,000. The cost of nursing home care might run $50,000 a year. By selling her house, she could pay the nursing home costs, but her children would inherit the house. So there are firms that have been put together to strictly... See, we've learned how to get around everything. And we're teaching our kids how to get around everything. Now, Walter's written a book called That's Immoral. And he goes through the issues, what we've taught our kids, what we've taught our young people in life. How to get around it. You know, it's one thing if you find yourself in a situation. It's one thing if, you know, you're a senior couple and you're getting on in your years and you're on a fixed income and one suddenly dies and you find yourself in a situation. Then, yeah, take advantage of the laws in your favor. And then make them work for you. But to do it just to take somebody to the cleaners, this is what we're teaching our kids. Right? And, you know, I can do what I do every night, which is speak strictly to my Christian friends, but I don't want to. I want you all to understand that the shootings aren't because of the age of a young man. The shootings aren't because, strictly because dad isn't in the house. It's what we're teaching as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Guns in the NRA are bad, yet hip-hop music, or music that promotes rape and violence, that's okay. That's art. Right? That's art. Not a big deal. And then you've got groups out there, mostly female, that talk about how, you know, I see it. It's funny because I see them on Facebook all the time, how they don't need men. They don't even need men to have the baby now. It's artificial insemination. But however, nobody's figured out how to artificially produce sperm, so you need a male somewhere in the equation. Although those people are just too dull to figure that out. And maybe we should let them go down that road and keep thinking they can, because then they'll never reproduce. You won't have to worry about it. In 1960, only 10% of the children were raised without a father in the home. Today, it's well over 40%. Come on, give that some thought. Now, some of you are already going, so? There are many reasons behind these statistics, right? Because, you know, now it's, you know, you can have sex for sex sake. A lot of young kids feel the sex. Sex today is nothing more than kissing was back in the 60s and 70s, in essence. Right? Some of these guys that, some of you that have one-night stands, or some people have had one-night stands at bars and other places, and you have a baby, you decide not to have an abortion, you decide not to give it up for adoption, which is another thing I think is amazing. You want to see where moral values have gone? When adoption now is taboo and abortion is mainstream, shows you where we're at, doesn't it? Seriously, come on, think about this. You know, when a man's ex-wife petitions for primary custody of their kids, courts always rule in favor of the mother. I don't know why. Don't get it. Dads are just as good at being parents as moms are. So 80% of the time, the kids are spending most of their time at home, single home, where mom's actually working. God bless her for working to put food on the table. But you have kids at a home alone. They don't have to be. Right? A lot of women don't want to raise their kids, and they leave. Or they leave the kids home alone most of the time. And you think the dads are optional. Dads are not optional. Right? Over half the millennials having kids today have no intention of marrying the person they got pregnant with. Or even wanting that person around. They just want to have a baby. These are not dolls. This is not Babies R Us. It was not meant to be a toy store. You know what I'm saying? I mean, kids are not toys. They're not little plastic objects that you kiss up and push aside. They require a lot of work. Fathers bring something to the equation. Good stuff. Study after study after study. Now, these are things that people don't want to deal with. Children with fathers, you know, are less likely to end up living in poverty. Do you know that? I mean, I'll give you these studies. I'll give you this stuff later on. I'm not going to go through them all now because I'm running out of time. Children without fathers are more likely to go to jail. Children with fathers are less likely to, guess what, abuse drugs and alcohol. And they're not. The numbers aren't small. They're big numbers. Children without fathers are more likely to be sexually active as teenagers. Children with fathers get more roughhousing, and roughness make kids a little tougher. Not colder, but tougher. Children with fathers are more likely to have a large vocabulary. Children with fathers are more likely to encourage to take healthy risks. Children with fathers gain many additional benefits to health and happiness. There's so much going on here. I'll post some of this stuff up on the website. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. Next hour, David Fisher joins us. We're going to talk about your money and how to make it my money. No. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.